This is Try Harder, a DCU's Batman Comics Verse fanfic written by Hearts Logos and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and is Gen, with additional tags for Bat Family Values, Robins Being Robins, Keep Away, Coffee. Summary. Bruce and Tim have a sort of game that started when Tim was 13. Initially, it was Tim stealing sips, or occasionally whole mugs, of Bruce's coffee, back when he was too young for Alfred to allow him to drink it. Now, though, Bruce is getting his own back, and steals Tim's coffee when he can. Inspired by a headcanon by Incognito. It's not like he hasn't drunk coffee before. Tim wants to argue that isn't the case. He drinks coffee at home and sometimes on the way back from school to stop by a coffee shop. Honestly, Tim thinks that if he's old enough to be fighting crime in tights, he's old enough to drink coffee. It could be so much worse. Seriously. He could be into drugs, or gangs, or something. It's just coffee. But then again, it's Alfred's coffee, so that automatically puts it one up on everything. Tim slouches a bit in the computer chair, hands cradling a white mug of hot chocolate. And Tim is sure that it's very delicious, like all of Alfred's concoctions. But it is sadly not coffee. The sweet smell and steam of it makes him more sleepy than anything else. And it's only 1 a.m. Bruce's untouched cup of coffee is taunting him. Tim swears it. How could Bruce not even be paying attention to it? That's just carelessness. Tim narrows his eyes, rolls his chair over to Bruce's side. Hey, B. Alfred is on the other side of the cave. Bruce grunts to signal that Tim has some of his attention. Tim carefully sets his mug down next to Bruce's, empty hands crawling into his lap. The two look exactly the same. Don't you think it's been a little quiet lately?
A little quiet is good.
But suspicious. Bruce casts a glance his way, something like approval and surprise on the corner of his mouth, before returning to studying the screens. He's working on a synthesis for a new fear toxin antidote, one that takes less time to take effect and would have easier application. I mean, most of the rogues aren't even in Arkham.
It's rather difficult to inject someone who's thrashing and screaming and fighting. Regardless of how suspicious, it's something to be thankful for.
Tim pokes at the mug of hot chocolate until it's in the same position as Bruce's coffee.
It gives us more time to prepare and rest.
Still, not even a peep from any of the big guys. Tim crawls his fingers around the handle of Bruce's coffee, pulling it towards him. Bruce hums, opens a file on previous scarecrow toxins for reference. Tim casually holds the mug to his chest. He can smell it! Oh my god, this is what heaven smells like! Before slowly pushing the hot chocolate into the coffee's vacated position with his fingertips.
Well, I guess if you don't think there's anything to worry about.
Tim starts to roll back to his station, hands cradling the precious mug, soaking in the warmth. By the way, do you think we can make the fear toxin antidote a gas? It's easier to get someone to breathe than to scream. Out of the corner of his eye, he sees Bruce dip his head, pull up a blank file, which translates to, "Why don't you try it?" Tim transfers the file from the main screen to one of his own smaller ones. Bruce's hand moves towards the mug. Tim freezes. He taps the side of it twice, causing the handle to shift minutely towards the left. Bruce gives him a half smile.
Nice try.
Darn!
costume sputters because this is milk. And he's not 5, he's 13. Oh my God, Alfred. Bruce is unsympathetic as he drinks his coffee. In fact, Tim would go so far as to say that he's rubbing it in. And Tim holds the glass of milk like a vial of highly contagious germs. Tim tries and fails not to glare. Bruce shrugs. You should have tried harder. Hey, B. Tim stumbles past him, arms full of files, mug of hot chocolate precariously held in one hand, and backpack sliding down his shoulder, his other hand trying to prevent it from falling and sending everything to the floor in the process. Bruce gives him a concerned look before wordlessly holding out his hands in assistance. Ah, okay. Here, you take this. Tim hands him the hot chocolate. And these are yours in the first place? Just bring them down for you. Slides the stack of files. Tim had been taking notes and adding his own. Into Bruce's arms, adjusting his backpack. Bruce carefully maneuvers so he doesn't drop any of it. Tim smiles, taking back the mug. Thank you. I'm gonna head back down now. Have fun at work, B. And Tim leaves Bruce in the hallway with a mug of hot chocolate, files, and a sticky note attached to the inside of the first folder. Better? Later, when Tim sips Bruce's coffee, his fingers slide along the bottom and he feels a piece of paper. Tim frowns, holds the mug up, careful not to spill, and looks underneath. He snorts, takes the sticky note, and slides it into his school planner. Well done. It's almost like a choreographed dance now, even after all these years. And Alfred does allow Tim coffee, but it's more fun this way. One cup of coffee, and it can only go to the victor. Tim slides his fingers through the mug's handle, casual and nonchalant. Bruce's back turned towards him as he works on redesigning an EMP. No reflective surfaces in sight, Tim doesn't even cast a shadow. And walking away. In its place, he leaves a mug full of water. He perches on a work table a few feet away, legs swinging as he takes a sip. Oh, his favorite blend. Damien narrows his eyes at him from where he's doing kata. Drake, why have you taken my father's drink? I don't know what you're talking about. Tim tilts his head, blinks. He doesn't even like this roast. Bruce glances up at them. Tim didn't take my drink, Damien. He hooks his own fingers into the mug full of water, casts a dubious glance into it, then at Tim. I've been having water. Apparently. Tim quirks a brow, takes a sip of his prize, and resists the urge to stick his tongue out at Damien, who's staring at them like they've both gone insane. They both swear that they have no idea what anyone else is talking about, and both steadfastly refuse to use anything other than the plain, generic, white, unadorned mugs. For convenience, of course. Tim sips at Bruce's coffee, which is flavored exactly to his liking, as Bruce hums around Tim's, which is plain black. I don't know what you're all going on about. You all saw me come down with this coffee. And besides, Bruce only takes black. This is clearly not black coffee. Dick is a mixture of baffled and frustrated as he gestures between the two of them, throws his hands into the air, and drags Damien away for patrol. Well, someone hasn't had their morning cup, Tim mumbles. Bruce reaches around Tim, who's half asleep, and attempts to take his untouched coffee. But half asleep isn't asleep, because Tim sits up, reaching out to take a sip of his drink. He quirks a brow at Bruce in the reflection of the computer screens, and Bruce, for the most part, looks completely innocent.
"It's like watching a very awkward ritual of sorts," Dick Stage whispers.
"I have no idea what you're talking about," Tim calls back, then turns his mug so Bruce can catch the reflection of a bright pink sticky note. "Try harder." The end.